Welcome to The Balanced Breakfast. I'm your host, Tucker Fleming. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 5 reads like this. He predestined us to adoption as sons through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the kind intention of his will. There are a number of aspects that we could spend days, weeks, months, perhaps even years talking about in this one verse. There are two things that I really want to highlight for us today. First is the word predestined. This word gives a lot of people heartburn, but the fact of the matter is, in the biblical witness, humans are totally depraved. They're unable to come to God of their own accord, and so they must be drawn to him irresistibly by his grace. They must be predestined by the Father because they cannot come of their own accord. God himself has to draw humans to himself, which necessitates this concept of predestination. But what it does tell us, even outside of that, is this, that you and I, we contribute only one thing to our salvation, and that is the sin that made it necessary. God is the one who does all the work for us from start to finish, and this word predestined makes that clear. There's nothing we can do to work ourselves up to God. There's no boost that we need to just get away from our sinful selves and climb up the ladder into heaven. What Paul's telling us here by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit is that this work is so stark. It is on a magnitude with the creation of the universe when a human's heart of stone is replaced with a heart of flesh, that there's nothing that we can do to earn it. It has to be a work of God from start to finish. Now, this should give us a ton of security, because if you believe in Christ, if you're united to him by faith, what that means is you did not earn that, okay? And if Christ is the one who secured your salvation, if the Holy Spirit applies it to you, if the Father predestined it to take place in eternity past, then what that tells us is that if you could not do anything to earn your salvation, you cannot do anything to lose it. That's of a piece with the other thing that this verse really presses upon us. And that is this phrase, at the end of verse 5, according to the kind intention of his will. We all know that God is love. If you're Christians, God loves you in a unique way. He loves all of his creations, but there's a special redeeming love that's applied to Christians. And we, I think, as Christians who still even struggle with sin this side of eternity, have a tendency to, at times, think, God loves me, but he's probably disappointed in me. God loves me, but it's kind of begrudging. Or God loves me, but maybe he doesn't always like me. And I think what this verse says to us is that God is kind to his people. What that, I think, makes clear is that God loves you, obviously, enough to send his son to die for you, to take on flesh, and to live the life that you should have lived, and to die a death that we should die. And he does that not begrudgingly. He does that out of his kindness. He does it because he loves you. And frankly, if we can speak in this way, he likes you as well. There's nothing you can do to earn God's acceptance, which means there's, frankly, on a judicial level at least, nothing you can do to lose it. The Lord is a kind Father who's pleased with his children and who loves them. This is The Balanced Breakfast. We'll see you next time.